We've said that we believe what we have heard. We've professed our faith. And then our faith becomes a prayer. But it's a very particular kind of prayer that we sometimes call the prayer of the faithful, those who have put their faith in the word that they've heard. This prayer is really a prayer of priestly intercession, because you see, the whole community of the faithful is a priestly community, and part of priestly service is to intercede for the people and for the world. So that this is a prayer, the prayer of the faithful, that does look to the church and looks to ourselves as well, perhaps our families, whatever the needs might be. But essentially it is the priestly people, the church, interceding with God in the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of faith for the whole world. And the prayer of intercession is a mysteriously powerful thing. It's hard to know exactly how it works. It's not twisting God's arm, but God wants us to enter into dialogue with Him in prayer. He has spoken to us. Now we speak to Him. He wants us to be part of bringing peace out of violence, bringing joy out of sorrow, bringing life out of death. He wants us to work with Him. And in a sense, that's what our prayer of intercession recognizes, that the God who has called us to Himself is the God who listens to our prayer and wants us to work with Him for the salvation of the world. So that's what the prayer of priestly intercession is all about. Normally, there is an intention for the church in every place on earth, and then a silence, and then the prayer. But whatever the form of these prayers of the faithful, it is essentially a prayer of priestly intercession in the power of faith, the faith of those who have said yes to the word of God that they have heard.